Billy Madison, you're my son. Go to school and learn how to run a company of hotels. No, wait, a hotel chun. Then I will give you money and we will be happy. Cause money is the most important thing. Billy Madison, you're my son, and you're gonna learn what's the most important thing. Madison, you're my son, and you're gonna learn the most important thing. Oh yeah, Billy, wearing the most important thong. What? I didn't like that.
Welcome to Footprints in the Sandler. This is the podcast where we rank and review every Adam Sandler film. My name is Lockie.
Hi, my name is Michael, co-host, co-creator.
And welcome, we're joined together today by a guest. This is Ellie.
Hey, everyone. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. Happy to be here. Thanks for involving me.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. Today we watched Billy Madison, a classic in other people's eyes, maybe not so much our eyes. What did you think of it, guys?
Before we watched it, I did think that it was like one of the most important, you know, like the old ones that you're like, oh, Adam's not a shit nowadays, but he used to be great. Billy Madison.
Yeah, everyone's like,
Happy Gilmore,
Billy Madison, Little Nicky. Wow, Little Nicky's shit.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I heard a lot of hype about this, and I didn't really know the premise, so I came in blind. But yeah.
Yeah, it was easy to pick up though, wasn't it?
I had to ask a fair few times, what is the premise? What are we doing here, guys? And
Mike was like, it's basically a back to school movie.
Yeah, no, you summed it up. Yeah, some guy goes back to school.
Why are you making fun of that? That is what happens.
That is what happens.
It's like if you told someone about the hot chick, you're like, oh, it's a body swap movie. You know what you're in for. You know what you're getting with a body swap movie. You know what you're getting with a back to school movie.
Do you?
I mean, how many times have we... Are there any other back to school movies?
School of Rock?
Yeah, there's a good one. Yes.
That is a good film, though.
I guess, I can watch that. Oh, watch jeepers. That many times.
Drop my ball.
Michael, you watched that the first time with me, hey? You'd never seen that before.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you hadn't seen it. You're like, I don't want to watch Jack Black Jack Black. And I was like, nah, man, it's like great. I promise.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. Did I? Can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? You tell us.
He nodded. It was a strong nod. You enjoyed the fuck out of Jack Black. I was like very surprised.
How can you not?
It was fine. I think back to school movies are sort of similar to community service movies, which you get them sometimes. Eight Crazy Nights was a community service movie.
What do you mean?
Eight Crazy What? I've never seen that film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind.
Future spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other community service movies.
Yeah, I'm racking but I get the vibe. Right? Like, I get what you're
I mean, Misfits.
You better shape up or...
Misfits, yeah. You seen that TV show?
No.
That is fun.
Superheroes.
Really, it's really, really good.
It's like Scheme Kids. The community service get superpowers.
Yeah.
It's all right. I think it came out... Oh, it's good. It's good. Mm. In the first couple of series.
Yeah, I remember Callan.
Great acting.
Callan, your brother.
My brother.
Shout out to Callan in Canada.
The pod. Yo, enjoying your like drive to work or whatever whenever you listen to this.
Where does he stay? Halifax.
Halifax.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Callan. Don't know you, but you're cool.
I think you might have met him at the cafe one time.
Maybe.
If I met you, Callan,
I talked about this before, but one time I was in work where Michael worked as well.
Yeah. Both worked there.
Yeah, we both worked there. Ellie's worked there too.
Right.
So did Xander. Shout out to Xander, wherever he may be.
Okay, so much staff on this pod. Yeah. I saw Xander today, actually.
Did you? Where?
He walked past the cafe.
Shout out to Xander for being sweetheart.
He's great.
Also ate some of his chocolate today.
Yeah, man. Xander, we had some truffles.
Can you swear on this pod? We're allowed to swear on this pod.
Yeah,
of course.
But, yeah. Billy Madison.
What were we talking about? What were you talking about?
Misfits. It's like
Callan told me he used to watch it. He told me that it was pretty good.
I think it was like ahead of the game because now you've got a lot of superhero stuff on TV, especially like post superhero boom. You've got The Boys, you've got Watchmen, you got all the CW.
Yeah, I like The Boys.
You got all the CW Arrowverse stuff, which I don't think is good. I think it's really poorly acted.
Arrow.
Like, Arrow.
Yeah.
Green Arrow. What is it?
Yeah.
Arrow, The Flash, The Supergirl.
The Flash?
Yeah,
The Flash.
Yeah. No, The Flash.
The Flash?
The Flash, yeah, you know. Someone's the guy that runs real quick. The Flash.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Then you got Legends of Tomorrow.
We'll just breathe past that. I don't know.
Okay.
What's the one that...
breathe past it like that, Michael.
What's the one that Brendo's in?
Fucking Doom Patrol. Yeah, he's in... he plays like a guy made out of metal.
God, he's...
Nice.
Yeah, Doom Patrol is good.
Badly aged.
I haven't watched all of that series, but the comics were super fun. Yeah.
Is it tied into the CW? Our reverse...
couldn't tell you. What's the CW you're saying?
CW is a network where they're really America. Into like really poor acting, you know?
Yeah, it's Riverdale is CW, right?
The Flash.
The Flash.
Yeah.
Every time you say The Flash, I'm really intrigued.
I thought for a second you were talking about like a superhero who has like...
no flesh.
Or lots of flesh.
Extra flesh.
No, yeah. It is
extra
a...
flesh. Loads of flesh.
It is a shout out to one of my friends back home. Niznuz.
Nitnut. I know Nitnut.
He loves The Flash. We used to always give him shit because the show is atrocious. The acting is just so bad.
Yeah.
He was like, nah, it's good. The action's so good. I watched an episode.
Yeah.
Wanted to tear my eyes out. Worse than any Adam Sandler thing, honestly.
Did you want to tear your
I've
flesh
seen some of that as well.
And he loves it and would always be like, nah, it's great. And then so a couple of years ago for my birthday, I had like a Halloween party and everyone dresses up. He dressed up as The Flash, but then... we have a joke that he likes to skin people. He doesn't really. It's just a wee joke. And so okay. We call him The Flesh.
Okay. So you were saying it like that on purpose.
Yep. Definitely. I don't have a strange now. Accent. You I may feel think like I do, but I
feel like an idiot now. You know who else is an idiot? Billy Madison.
He yeah. Is. It was very apparent. I don't understand. Spoilers. He wants to teach. And I don't understand how
he's
we
cleaned
came
up his act
that.
Now. Right?
At the end
song.
Of the movie.
Yeah, there was a song.
Yeah.
At the end
oh, there
was
like, a song.
You missed it.
The song was shit.
Yeah.
It's like, don't, no, he's going to sing. Don't sing. Oh, yeah.
And he does.
It. People love songs, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't
high
think
school,
of anything
musical.
Worse than like an Adam Sandler musical that is animated as well. And it's about Christmas.
Yeah, thank fuck nothing like that exists.
Yeah, I hope,
that would just kill me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would kill me, and if it didn't, I'd say kill me when I was watching that.
So, Ellie, like, out of all the guests we've had on, you're probably the biggest Adam Sandler fan. Is that right?
I think you're the only person who's seen all of the movies.
Yeah, and
you know.
Have a tattoo of him and his poster on your wall.
Yeah.
Guys,
plus you take
so
pills,
you know,
these random pills every day. That's just the shape
called,
of his face.
They're called Pilly Madison.
Yeah.
Happy Pilly Madison.
I do really love Happy Madison films.
Yeah, not just Adam Sandler ones. You just won't shut up about Kevin James.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God. Guys, come on.
Can you just get Kevin James <laugh. laughs> The man
his
who's just in pain.
Just...
yeah.
And he is pain.
Yeah. Kevin James is like better version. I don't know. I don't know if it is. You can say that about Chris Farley because he's much funnier than Kevin James.
So much funnier.
Like just even just like if he's not doing much, he's just like physically looks like more of a comedian. Kevin James just kind of looks like a lot.
He just
more
looks like a fat guy.
Yeah.
I don't want a fat shame.
Yeah, no, it's just your typical American dude, I'd imagine. Like, not all American boy, because that's like your Hollister models.
Yeah,
he is just an American citizen.
American,
yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't strike you as like, oh, he's like a performer or a comedian or whatever. Whereas Chris Farley just is like, doing when he's doing anything, he's like
he looks
got a
funny,
kind of
man.
Funny, like humorous
the bit
vibe.
In this when he's telling him about... how the Veronica or whatever, the fucking teacher, he's like, oh, she is a hot piece of ass or whatever. Just the faces he's pulling and shit, man. He pulls his neck down, so he's got a big double chin. It's so funny.
Totally.
It's
great.
Yeah, and he's on the bus and the kids are throwing sandwiches at him and he's just like, I'll turn this bus around. And then it's just like the camera just stays on him for like 30 more seconds of him just holding his breath.
And yeah, oh, yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of
blood pressure.
A lot of movement in that, little scene.
Yeah.
Just of his face.
Totally, yeah.
I mean, like, it is apparent that he was edging towards death. You know, like, he doesn't look
in real life. Like, in, not even in the scene.
Yeah, I mean, he looked brilliant. I think he was a heart attack, right?
Was it? I think he was also... Yeah, because he was also taking, like, amphetamines or something. Like,
what was he?
Like, pet pills type thing.
And, like, in the real life?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I think so.
I know that's...
I don't really know enough about it to actually do a Chris Farley segment on this movie.
A lot of the bigger guys, you just, like, they don't... Lasts as long. John Candy, another great comedic actor.
Oh, he's so good. He's in Home Alone, and he's just a sweetheart. He's other one we watched. Trains.
Yeah.
Oh, Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Yeah, that one's fantastic.
Yeah. Really. Who's the other guy in that?
Steve Martin. Oh. He's coming to Glasgow soon.
Is he?
Coming to your house.
He's a bloody beefcake.
What? What do you mean?
I just think he's really...
The guy with the grey hair?
Yeah.
He's got silver
Looks a bit
hair.
Like Philip Schofield, and I'm here for it.
Wait,
guys.
Who's Philip Schofield?
Oh, what? You don't know who Philip Schofield is?
Do I?
Him and Holly Willoughby are like
I don't know
British
who either
classics. Everyone loves them.
Oh, totally.
Oh, you know the guy from
Dancing
fucking
with this. What's it called? What's that dancing show called? He does that, doesn't
Strictly
he?
Come on Me.
Strictly?
Strictly Come On.
Or is he just This Morning?
He's on This Morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I know who you mean.
Everyone,
Who's the guy from The Bake Off?
Paul Hollywood.
Oh,
yeah, nah. No.
Not so much.
Not so much, nah. He's more of a Kevin James, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Speaking of Kevin James, I think, like, Happy Madison just cover all the bases of American fans.
Yeah.
You've got, like, Adam
Wright.
Oh,
you mean, like, everyone is relatable to someone?
I mean,
I don't want to say unintelligent people, but just, like, your average working class person, right? So you've got Adam, who's, like, the schlubby dad. Plays sports. You've got Kevin James, who's like the overweight guy that still has friends that aren't overweight.
And make fun of him for his weight.
They kind of do.
Like in the first one you watched.
Which one?
I Now Pronounce You. Chuck and Larry.
Yeah, Chuck and Larry.
And there's a lot of weight jokes.
Yeah.
That one was fucking shit.
Yeah, he does kind of... They do when they all... Like in Grown Ups, when they're all together, there is a dynamic of like, he's the that one. He's the... Other that get
yeah
that one, you know,
yeah everyone has
one.
A
you've
type.
Got
everyone
what's like, his name
has Spado. A slot.
Yeah exactly
Spado's like the alimony divorced guy
yeah
and then
Chris
dad
Rock is the
almost.
Black guy
yeah
and then
yeah
who's Rob Schneider? I mean
yeah right like it doesn't it they kind of have their roles but then they also like don't really because then they all sort of merge together. That's why Grown Ups are so shit, because you're just like, who are these fucking guys? There's no point
why
in
they still
how
friends.
How did they become people? Yeah, like, how did they become friends?
Exactly.
Basketball brought them together, right?
Yeah,
and the
suppose.
Coach.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I've forgotten all about that. The coach.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I mean, Billy Madison has some funny stuff in it, like Chris Farley, and like it has a lot of kind of, it has a bit of energy of like, it feels like MTV. We're just like, I don't know, take a weekend, have a party, make a movie. I don't know if it's MTV, but like...
Yeah.
It's pretty fast and stupid.
95. What was going on in comedy around 95? MTV, right?
Yeah.
Post-Nirvana.
Sure.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of stoner stuff, right?
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy was big in the comedy scene.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's back as well. He's up for an Oscar.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Eddie Murphy should be cancelled.
Yeah.
Have you not seen his sketches?
Many.
He has like, so he has stand-up comedy sketches where he just says the F word and drops it relentlessly. And for me, it was a huge shock because I think as a black person, he of all people would have like been like, oh, we shouldn't be throwing slurs about. I'm not here to tell black people how to feel.
I thought you meant fuck for a sec. I was like.
No, the other really awful black.
Yeah, I know. He was like the biggest stand-up at one point in his career. Like, I think his show Delirious is like, the crowd is like insane.
And
he's really funny. He's super good at performing. And he was like so big. Naughty Professor was like such a huge
Right? Dr. Doolittle as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went through a phase like, it's like 15 years or so. No, it must be longer now. It's almost 20 years of just doing like PG movies, like Shrek.
Yeah.
Oh,
Daddy Daycare.
Let's not lie, he is good in Shrek.
Yeah, and now he's just there's a movie on Netflix. It's got a limited cinematic release called Dolomite Is My Name. It's about the what are they called, blaxploitation films of like 70s or whatever.
Yeah,
he's supposed to be like the birth of that.
Is that a serious movie? I thought it was a comedy.
It's a serious movie. Yeah. Really? Well, I mean, it's a serious movie with like comedy elements to it.
Fair enough.
Like it's a serious plot, a serious
real life subject type thing. Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's really good. And that's like Eddie Murphy back in the...
Yeah, I saw that and I was just like, is it that he's been gone for ages or have I just like not noticed that his movies have been coming out?
I looked on his IMDb because before that it was like one film in 2016 that was like nothing. And then all of it is just like Shrek shorts.
Yeah.
Just him being Donkey doing the voice.
Jesus. I think he made a lot of cash on that one though.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Mike Myers doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. True. Exactly. You can just kind of like go in the background, spend your cash.
Maybe we need to get on that animated circuit, man. Guys, push Adam Sandler to do more animated stuff and we'll get in there.
Shall we talk about the movie, guys?
Will we?
I don't think you know how this podcast works. We do anything listening. But anything but talk about the pod. Sure.
I remember seeing this a lot when I was younger. It used to be
me too.
Put on quite often.
Yeah, I've never seen it before. Never even seen clips of it.
Really?
I think you'd have more love for this film if you had watched it when you were...
There was definitely...
10. Maybe. Yeah, I'm seeing it with very fresh eyes from this century where everyone is hashtag woke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nothing in it was...
But even if you just have... Even if you just have, like, good taste in the entertainment that you put into your eyes and ears, you kind of, like, this comes on and you're like, oh, okay, great. Like the first thing that happens is like 15 minutes of him
just being drunk,
and he's
sunstroke.
So he has sunstroke, right?
Yeah.
But for me, I genuinely had to ask Michael and Lockie in this film.
Yeah.
Like when we were watching, oh, does he have a learning difficulty?
Because
that was how he was
totally
coming
like it
off.
It looks like it's being portrayed in like a comical kind of way that you're like, I can't tell if I'm supposed to be laughing at it. Or it's like accidental.
Yeah. Oh god. And that's what really.
Like, oh, this poor guy. He was dropped on his.
Yeah.
Head
or is it supposed to be?
Yeah. Like
it could even be kind of serious, where you're like.
That's what I thought
just
it was.
Being introduced to like a unfortunate person.
That's what I thought it
people
was.
People around him are like, oh, he's just an idiot or whatever.
Yeah. Like, oh, this guy's crazy. Got a bit of an LD.
Yeah.
His dad's rich enough to afford to look after him, and everyone's just like nodding along, saying, "Oh well, that's just how Billy Madison is."
Yeah.
But it's not.
But he's supposed to, I think he's meant to be kind of like a sort of like skater, like dropout Gen X kind of person.
What do you call them, like?
From a rich family.
What?
A dropkick.
A dropkick, yeah.
That's what you call them people, right?
Kind of, I don't know.
No?
It's a good word.
I missed it. Oh my God, I embarrassed myself live on it.
Also, Lockie made me laugh recently when I was talking to somebody and he went, "What a cooker."
I mean, he is a bit of a cooker. It's not,
I love that phrase.
It's not shown in the film that they're smoking marijuana, but it's definitely alluded to, right?
It's supposed to, you're meant to be like, oh, it's a stoner comedy. But like, because you don't see it in the film,
it's not.
And
apparent.
It's like, it is for like 10-year-old to 13-year-old kids.
Yeah.
It's not a major part of the movie.
Yeah.
So you kind of are just within the movie, you're like, okay, I haven't seen any weed. That's off the list. I haven't seen any
it's
other
not
drugs.
There.
It's just like booze or whatever, but
plenty of empty Budweiser cans in the pool, on the ground.
Yeah, there's lots and lots
of
beer cans.
Yeah, you can tell that they do a lot of day drinking.
And there's
snack
like a
pack.
Keg.
Is that a...
That's an American thing.
Yeah, but was that like a promotional thing in the film?
Yeah,
like
product placement.
I guess so, yeah.
Maybe
bananas. A couple of bananas in the film.
Product placement for the
World Health Association. Bananas is a good source of energy.
That's why Chris Farley is complaining when he eats it.
Another banana from
God
grandma.
Yeah.
Let's start off positive. What was your favorite bit? What was a bit that genuinely made you chuckle?
What's the plot? Should we just kind of...
Yeah, let's talk about
it. I mean, he does go back to school. That's the plot, but...
Yeah.
His back to school.
Him, he fucks about...
Yeah, the like...
Get back to school.
Falls in love with his... Well, he basically has 2 weeks to do each year.
Why is he going to school?
Because his... Okay. Right, so his dad owns a chain of hotels, the Madison Hotels, which is kind of like the Radisson.
I think it probably is.
Yeah, yeah. Sound like Radisson.
I think Hilton cum Radisson.
Hilton, yeah. Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does his Trumpy stuff.
Yeah.
Bit Trumpy.
Because it's like just set, it's a lot of the movies just set in this mansion, like, and in the gardens, yeah, of this like fucking huge mansion.
Fungus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably what Adam Sandler.
We all live in flats.
Yeah. It's probably what Adam Sandler lives in now, right? Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, probably.
Big LA mansion. On the hill.
We have 2 bedrooms.
Yeah, 2 bedrooms, man.
We
are only
the life of Riley.
We get to choose which one we go into. Sometimes we're in one,
rooms.
Sometimes we're in the other one, you know? Yeah. Just for the audience sake, me and Ellie are in a relationship, so that's why you're on the pod. Also, we want your opinion.
Yeah, you know? I guess. I wasn't just drafted in because
there's always room for guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody who's listening, you know, hit us up.
I'm not saying we're desperate to, you know, that we got you. We just, you know, happy to have you.
Oh, he said it now.
Happy to have you. But yeah, so his dad is going to give the company to another guy because he thinks Billy is not suitable for the role of the chairman.
Which is fair.
Because
he knows how businesses work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd be like, shit, I'm not going to give this to my cooker son.
Yeah. Which is kind of like there are also then the other movies that are maybe could be more serious that are about like the family business kind of movies, and the one son who wants it is getting stepped over for like the straight stuffed shirt son, but then he turns out to be unethical or an asshole, and the other son, something like that. Like, it kind of has a weird sort of template from, I don't think I've ever, maybe never seen one like that, but I can imagine.
I imagine there's movies out there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one, but
I'm sure there's one.
Yeah. I think I'd like to see one. Anybody listening to this, your house is this sort of, like, you know, power to make pull strings in Hollywood. You just go ahead and make a movie about like this funny.
What are you even saying?
I really thought I was taking a stroke. No, wait, you're taking a stroke.
Don't laugh about that.
That's not funny, guys.
Poor Billy. Yeah, Elmick cancelled.
Poor William.
William Madison. Anyway, he's like, Dad, I'll do you a deal. I'll go through school again. I'll do every class within 2 weeks. And I'll prove to you that I am suitable for the company.
And his dad's like, impressed.
Yeah, his dad's like, you came up with that idea by yourself?
Little dialogue where they're properly impressed with each other.
I like Carl. I like his like right-hand man.
Yeah, Carl.
Mr. Heckles from Friends.
Yeah.
The upstairs neighbor who does not come out of a dressing gown ever. It's dressing gown, socks combo.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Friends. not a comedy that's aged well.
No.
No.
It's another one.
It definitely has not in woke. Ways. I was watching Friends last night. It's funny.
Which one?
You think it's funny, Michael?
Yeah, definitely. They're all great. Like, Phoebe's great. Joey's great.
Phoebe's great.
Chandler's great.
Ross
is a creep, which adds like a fun element of like,
vetoed.
Wait, what's happening here?
Yeah, no, Ross definitely
Why does
has,
no one pay attention to the fact that, yeah.
He has a mental issue. Like,
he has mental
yeah,
issues.
Totally.
Yeah, he should. They
but
should
he doesn't have to address that because he's like rich
white
enough
cis,
to...
Man.
Yeah, and he's white. He's as white as Christmas.
Paleontologist.
He's a paleontologist.
Yeah, yeah, he's smart. Like,
we need them.
We
I mean, he should have got fired, right? When he
No,
got,
he was. He had to go on a sabbatical.
No, no, but when he got caught... In the Neanderthal exhibit.
Oh, yeah.
Shagging
Public
someone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there was kids in the window.
True.
I mean, that's fired.
Yeah,
yeah.
I have to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's public
time,
indecency.
You know?
Should have went to jail and been
oh, yeah,
put on
Ross list. Isn't going to be in season 3 and 4 because he had to go to jail. Yeah,
fair
Great story arc. He comes back and everyone's like, oh, God.
That would be so good. And then you can cut to Phoebe goes to visit him in jail and he's like got all this backstory of like, oh, they were trying to jump me in the showers, but I fucking shivved them. And
yeah,
like
that's
like,
so good, man.
Turns into
was
a kingpin or whatever.
He just gets... Sorry?
Yes?
Warner Brothers, if you're listening.
What?
Should have done it better. That's just hot.
Where's the jail, Warner Brothers?
Ross has just got a weird teardrop.
Yeah, exactly. And then she goes to visit him. Yeah, she goes to visit next time. He's got 2 tear tattoos.
Oh,
and she's just like,
Ross, are you okay? And he's just got this little like guy under his wing. So this is my bitch.
He just spirals out.
Yeah, it just becomes Oz. There's an Oz Friends crossover in the
J.K. 90s. J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. With his big like Nazi boots.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That'd be fun.
That's the show I want to watch, man.
I know.
Friends.
Yeah, like I'm saying.
Jail
Warner
Friends.
Warner Brothers, you should have done it better.
Should have figured it out.
Listen to us.
Yeah.
We know
Friends
what we're talking
should have been
about.
On HBO. That's
oh,
what,
fuck yeah,
that's
man.
What
I want to watch that.
It should have been called Broken friendships. Yeah.
Friend or foe.
Oh, yours is better. Fiends. I'll just go fuck myself. Fiends.
Yeah, friends with the R in the brackets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Greg Sestero and Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, boys.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I was watching Early Friends. Like season early 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, when it gets on really... E4,
those were the only ones that were worth watching.
Yeah. Channel 4, right?
Entertainment 4. You guys have different channels to me.
E4 Plus 1.
I used to watch it before Plus 1 existed.
Was on.
My goodness, you are old.
No, sure kidding. Am. I remember when Billy Madison first came to town, they used to tour it on the side of a bus with a projector.
The side of a bus projector, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have any sound, but we'd make up our own dialogue.
I wonder if it was better than the actual one in the film.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Yeah, no. Let's stop that. Yeah. Let's get back to what you were saying about
the
plot.
Yeah, what were you saying?
Yeah, it's just the standard three act structure. Literally, he encounters a problem.
Yeah.
He finds, you know, he's like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this to show my dad that I'm going to, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, but wait, someone is trying to get in there and cause some problems. Yeah, sabotage. And then he's like, no, he's at his lowest around the hour mark. And one of the guys tells is that what you're after?
Yeah, I wanted the empty wrapper.
Having some chocolate
just
on the pod.
Just careful when you're opening the wrapper, please.
Too much rustling. People will stop listening. They'll be like, I don't like it.
No, the more rustling,
sometimes,
the better.
Dude, when I listen back to our podcast, I'm just like, you stop eating.
Yeah, or you're just like, you're tapping or clicking
ahead,
your pen.
Please. Yeah,
just do it.
Time,
just get it out of the way.
I was clicking a pen. I was clicking a pen for the whole fucking episode.
Yeah,
and
were
at
you?
The time, I was like, I kept being like, "Oh, I gotta stop clicking this pen."
Yeah, and I was like, "Can you stop that, man?"
Yeah. I maybe just thought it was like something wrong with the.
Yeah,
recording.
I mean, you could think that. That
I think
fine,
that's where
yeah.
I went with that. I was like, "Oh, it must have just been a glitch."
It's gotta be because it's all the way through.
Yeah, that's so consistent. Has to be. Is that what that was? It's all coming back to me.
Pen.
I thought it was something wrong with the recording. Anyhow.
You could call it something wrong.
Definitely was the wrong thing to do, you know.
Maybe the wrong thing to do was to start this podcast, Loggy. Yeah.
No.
This is episode
30. I'm proud
of you
guys.
Right thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the right thing to do.
30 episodes in. Did you think we'd get this far when we started?
Actually, every podcast I listen to, they're always opening cans of... of soda or beer or eating
water
or something, yeah.
Smoking,
how
long
dare they drink a can of water?
Ripping some bongs,
yeah, man. Joe they're Rogan, also,
they're like, doing mass fucking rails.
Yeah,
Joe Rogan's got, he's like, I mix coke with straight testosterone powder.
Yeah,
and you're like,
what? Elon Musk,
and that's just the ad
putting in.
He's just like, this is the way you do it. Sponsored by testosterone cocaine.
Testosterone.
Oh, you guys. Fuck the podcast. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah. Fuck yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
In the dentist, they're like, it's not called lidocaine. It's a new new mouse numbing. It'll also make it strong.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what I was talking about.
Where were we?
And then there's like, some kooky characters in between.
Yeah.
He's in love with his, who?
My favorite character, I think this podcast should all be about me, so that's why I'm interrupting.
Go on.
Is his first grade teacher. So.
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
Miss Lemons or something. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't ever catch her name. She wasn't introduced because she's a stupid woman. They don't need the airtime.
True. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your words, not mine, mate.
No, she was cool. She was super cool. Think Spinelli from Recess meets. Some sort of ugly Betty character. She was super
nice.
Cool.
Yeah, totally. She was, yeah, like a kind of...
I recognize her from someone else.
Like her classroom was all like hippy-dippy as well. Like you pointed out, they got like plastic, like gels in the window, like a green
like cellophane.
One,
like
a
cellophane
red one, a yellow one. And like the classroom's covered in fucking like colorful drawings and
how
shit.
How did they get the lighting right in that scene? I don't know how. Because like it's magic. All over the place.
Professionals, Lockie. That's how they did it.
I think she could be the really weird Russian woman from Zoolander. No, Zoolander.
Oh, yeah?
That's where my bet's going to be.
You guys keep talking.
Okay. So basically...
Miss Lippy?
Miss Lippy, that's bloody cool.
Juice Bigelow.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
But he just has to progress through all these grades.
Yeah, yeah. And then he goes
only in 7 days.
There's quite a lot of time in first grade compared to second. How many
and,
grades?
And third grade.
Yeah, how many grades are there altogether in the American school system?
Fuck knows in America.
Isn't it one through?
Because what is junior high?
One through
2 years.
Seven.
And you got middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got.
And then you become like a sophomore. And a graduate. What?
Just like freshman, sophomore, senior.
Oh, yeah. That's like the high school, right?
Yeah.
You go to junior high before that?
Oh, wait, no. Jeez. Oh, no, wait. No, never mind.
Australia, what, right? School. Australia. It used to be primary school, and then 1 to 7, and then 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
What? Why didn't you say 1 to 12?
No, because it's two different schools.
Oh,
high school.
My God.
Oh, Jesus. High school is 8 to 12. Now it's now it is pre-primary.
Huh?
1 to 6 and then 7 8 9 10 11 12 in high school.
Wait, what is pre-primary? Kindergarten.
No, you go to pre-primary when you're 5.
It's like toddlers.
No.
Michael,
wait, what's
the news for you? 5-year-olds are not toddlers.
Are they not?
No, like 2.
I suppose, yeah. What's the toddler place called? It's before kindergarten. It's like...
Nursery.
Yeah, you go to that when you're like that.
Sometimes words are forgotten by me.
Michael, I think the Scottish system rules. That's just my opinion.
The Scottish system is that there's a concrete playground and you just throw all the kids out there.
Yeah. Go
and
play
then you chuck a bunch of M&Ms.
Oh, wait, what?
You chuck a bunch of oats. And you're just like, whichever kid comes back with the most oats gets to eat them for dinner.
Is that how it works in Aberdeen?
Yeah, that was
really?
How it worked in my school.
In Glasgow.
Nice. Needless to say, here I am, kids. Guys.
You grew tall and strong. Everyone else in your class.
Yeah,
dead.
Fucking starved to death.
Survival
I
of the fittest.
All of their lunches.
Yeah, man.
Yep, in Glasgow.
And
you
it
just
was
get
all oats.
Sent out with the junkies.
Yeah.
Right. Toughens you up, you know? That's why you get so many kids with big fucking slashes down their face.
Man, there's so many in Glasgow.
True,
anyhow.
Yeah, let's not talk
true.
About it.
Yeah, it's really
it's
sad.
Yeah, it's a sad
it
truth.
Is. I mean, there was a guy in my bar last night who was a surgeon's assistant.
Yeah.
So I suppose, like, a surgeon.
Yeah.
It's quite a good job, I think.
Yeah.
Huge big scar down his face.
Totally, yeah.
I think maybe like, he got it in surgery.
That's what I'm thinking, dude. Yeah. Just be like, whoops.
Maybe,
yeah.
Is this the scalpel you want?
Yeah, and that's why you're the assistant.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, I think I've heard from people in Glasgow that I think there's just like a lot of rough schools and like kids just come out of it like sometimes pretty rough lives. I don't know. I don't really want to get into it because it's so dour compared to like mine is just a happy, wonderful, happy time.
Yeah, his schools look fun. Well, until he gets to high school.
And then it's just a bunch of...
Dickheads. Yeah, wait, that's high school though.
True. Yeah. It was real.
Yeah.
This movie was...
It was very real events that could have happened.
It's like when I was at school and I was in primary school or whatever, the teacher did want to take me out on a date.
Yeah?
No.
Right.
I won't even bother going down that joke alley. But that is what happens in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guess with the girl. Yeah, the girl, it's like a classic movie thing. Guy and girl, they get together. But sometimes in movies, like they just force it to happen. The guy is like going back through fucking school and the girl
like
is a teacher there
dickhead.
And he's an immature dickhead Cooker. From a really rich family and he's like I'm only doing this to prove to my dad so that he'll give me his company, which is like not a good reason to
but
do
then
anything.
She sees that he's better than that
and she's like, you could be a nice guy if you tried, and he's just like, well, I'll try if it means I get to
I mean like get you can call you. Her a shit character all you want, but in the end like she does raise some good points.
Yeah.
She sees that he's not having a good time at high school. She says, well, maybe that was you.
True.
You were the bullier back in high school.
I don't think she's a shit character at all. I think, there's just a few problems with me. Is like the pivotal scene for her and how she realizes that Billy Madison is actually a good guy, air quotes, is that he sees a little kid that's pissed himself, which happens. I'm here for the almost adult bedwetters, because I understand it's sometimes what happens.
Sure.
You need but to this work on them Kegel exercises.
Let's not talk about Kegels. What happens in Kegels stays at Kegels class.
This is all news to me.
Yeah. No, so this isn't bedwetting. This is a kid who has just pissed himself like in the daytime.
Yeah. He had an accident.
Yeah, he has an accident, and he like has to face the wall to try and hide it, and it's like really upsetting, and it probably is very embarrassing. And Adam Sandler is like, right, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wet like my crotch and pretend that I've pissed my pants also, and convinces a full class of what I can only imagine must be fucking morons that pissing yourself is cool. Yeah. It's not unhygienic. It's not smelly. It's not probably something you should address as a problem.
Yeah.
He convinces everyone it's cool. And instead of the teacher stepping in being like, no, no, guys, guys, it's not okay. You guys are going to wet the bus seats and everything. It's on the way back home. Please stop.
Only Ellie would bring this up.
Because it's unclean.
The whole class. The whole class. They go back to their parents who've written like permission slips or whatever, and they just all come home just like,
soaked in urine.
What happened? And they're like, everyone did it.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Because
the man told us to.
Yeah.
What?
The man in our class, Billy.
Yeah,
what?
That grown man.
This man.
Yeah. And the teacher, instead of stepping in, looks at it through rose-tinted glasses.
Like, yeah,
it's
she becomes
honestly,
attracted
like,
to that man.
Yeah, you can see this like sparkle in her eye. You know how in like anime when they like their eyes all go like really sparkly and it's like kawaii.
Yeah.
That's what happens there, and that was my main flaw. Because I'm sorry, guys. I don't know about you. Right?
No.
You just hate being unclean, right?
I mean, for every listener out there, being clean is the most important thing to me.
Yeah.
You never piss yourself. Is that right?
Okay.
No.
Peeing your pants is cool. That's what I got from the film, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
just to clarify,
mid film, I pissed myself. Just to clarify.
Because if you need to piss, like, what are you going to do?
Go.
What are you going to do? Pee a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Get the immortal line.
To clarify, like, Ellie didn't have a problem with the teacher being attracted to the man who convinced the kids to piss themselves. She just had a problem with the kids pissing themselves. She's like, they're disgusting. Somebody should burn them.
No, yeah. I had a problem with it all, Michael.
Crash the bus.
Don't try and justify my statement. No, it was just I just thought it was like a funny way to fall in love with someone. You're like,
it was.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It definitely feels like fast. It was like really shoehorned. Like happens, she falls in love with, I don't know, piss. Who knows?
He could have done anything. He could have stopped a bully.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Jesus,
totally.
Fuck. That would have
like
been so
given,
much better.
Given them his lunch or whatever. He could have brought shitloads of money to school.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Have been like, wow, what
yeah.
a cool guy.
Guys, I've got all this cash. Yeah. Let me just buy books for the school. Because
yeah,
I understand that reading is important.
Yeah. That's it. Like something that could have related to the school and that made
bettered
her
the lives of
that would have made her realize that he's more mature, or something that was like related to her in some way. But instead it's like watching a child console another child and be like, oh, I'm so like,
yeah,
to that
yeah.
Child.
That's a child like a childish way of thinking, and she's attracted to it. I'm sorry, Mrs. Yeah. You're fucked in the head too.
Yeah.
But yeah. So he falls in love with her. She is a very beautiful lady. Let's not.
Yeah,
she's
pretty.
She's got great hair.
She's no Drew Barrymore, but
she's not. Whatever. Drew Barrymore is top tier. A tier, is that what you say? Look.
S tier.
Okay, I'll just leave and show myself it.
I have no idea.
I
was listening back to the Longest Yard episode, and there's like an hour of me being like, what is this S?
Thank you. Thank God I'm not the only one. Okay, so yeah, I'm also confused.
You know what? I'm just going to go fuck myself.
I think
you
made
talk.
Up this S tier. We noticed it. Whoa,
no,
whoa.
It's in fucking video games.
It's in video games.
It's in Beat Saber. You played Beat Saber? You can get S. I'm sorry you're not good enough. Get S, guys.
That's
but
why neither of us have ever heard of S.
We're just constant. We're just constant underachievers.
Yeah.
Only the elite have heard of S tier because we reach it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Lockie relates more to the character.
Pissing himself.
What is his name? Eric?
No.
The rich guy.
Nah.
Because whenever I see Lockie, he is dressed in a crisp suit. With cufflinks,
slick black hair.
His hair on the
back.
His beard is slicked back.
Your average yuppie.
He's got
up the way.
Beard parting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh man, one side is brushed to the right.
I cannot think of anything more uncomfortable, man. I would be sweating just everywhere. I know, profusely.
Recently, Lockie and I went to a wedding together.
Oh yeah.
And Lockie was very, very put out that he had to wear trousers.
Yeah. You wear trousers now.
I am.
Because it's winter.
Well, he's wearing jeans.
Well, because the one pair of shorts I have a big hole in them.
Right in the crotch area.
Right in the crotch, yeah.
See y'all.
So, yeah.
It's not even the crotch.
Just
no,
like in Billy Madison. At one point, Adam pushes over his... Well, who is that guy? His brother, Eric. It's like his evil brother.
It's not his brother, but yeah.
It's like, the guy, the other guy that's in line to get the company.
Yeah.
And they're competing with each other.
Why didn't his dad just give it to Carl to start with?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Carl
Madison Sr.? What the fuck?
Yeah. Carl is the guy from Friends.
Clear choice.
And he totally deserves the company. Because he's like...
ethical.
Also, humble, he has lots of faith in Billy.
Yeah, he's just like, he's a
Billy's
nice guy.
A good boy.
Yeah, he says throughout, like, oh, Billy will manage to complete primary one.
Yeah. But yeah, at some point, Billy pushes over Eric, and some kids, who, like, it's a football game or whatever, some kids across the field are like, whoa, did you see that guy's balls? Yeah, they were weird looking.
Yeah, they were freaky looking.
Freaky looking. That's what people say to you when you're wearing your shorts. They're like,
no, that's what people say to me when they're looking at me.
It's like in Rick and Morty. Lockie, this is a court order that says you can't wear shorts anymore.
Yeah.
Someone but, balls. Yeah, I don't think people say that to you, Locke.
More than they don't, anyway.
For everyone listening at home, Lockie's actually very handsome. He just doesn't say
I thought you were going to say Lockie has very nice balls.
I don't know, I've never seen him. Yeah, Michael's also handsome. We were just a bunch of handsome guys, right?
Oh my goodness.
What's going on in this podcast?
Yeah.
Smut.
So there's, just hijinks in Shu. He gives up for a bit, and then he doesn't, and then he's like, does a decathlon.
No, because, because it's been sabotaged.
It gets sabotaged.
Yeah, Eric sabotages.
There's his principal is an ex-wrestler called the... disgusting blob or something.
the revolting
blob.
Yeah.
Jesus, at least get some alliteration in.
He was in Big Daddy. Yeah. He was the guy that that ran the fucking adoption agency.
Yes, you're right.
You said that he's kind of like the Rosemary's Baby characters. He's making the demonic shit happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the puppeteer.
Is he the puppeteer or is he the puppet? Like, he thinks he's...
No. Adam is the puppet.
Right, yeah, yeah,
is raising
the
Antichrist.
Damn, I'll have to listen back to that.
He's
episode.
The puppeteer.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's pretending to be all nice, but he's like, why don't you just take this kid, you know? Hey, Adam is like, can I just have this child? And he's like, yeah, I'll send him right over. I'll send you all the paperwork. You don't need to... Don't go to the police.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in this movie, he plays a weirdo as well.
Yeah, a bit overacting as well. One bit, you know, but nah, it's fine.
I think he was overacting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but it was like an over-the-top like character, whatever.
Is that your fault with this film? That one?
Yeah. He was too sweaty.
He was very sweaty.
I mean, I can relate. I'm a sweaty guy.
He was wearing a suit or like a shirt and tie at least. Wasn't he?
Uncomfortable, I'm telling you.
True.
I don't know. I don't sweat. I've never sweated.
You've never sweated?
Never, ever.
Don't talk
I'm
shit,
too clean.
Ellie.
No, I always sweat. I go to the gym, of course I sweat.
Oh, okay, thank fuck. I thought
sweat
you were...
Sweat my ears.
I thought I'd met someone who finally doesn't sweat.
Oh, I sweat.
I don't sweat.
It's because you're...
Feel my palms. They're not sweaty. No, don't they?
I can confirm. I just felt his palms. They're the sweatiest palms I've ever... No,
yeah. That's the sound of my...
Like, just... That sounds like a dry palm to me. If it's like, scratching...
Like,
yeah.
I don't have enough cheek to do it.
This podcast is off the rails.
Yeah, sorry.
It's
I feel like
hook.
I've made it awful. I'm sorry.
Lock the gate.
Let's talk about the O'Doyles.
I like the O'Doyles.
It's because they're ginger.
It's because they're ginger. Yeah, I am a
ginger.
Ginger
for listeners.
Very ginger.
Lock has some ginger in his beard.
A little bit.
He's not.
You know who else has ginger in his beard?
Ew.
Callan.
Yeah,
does
blah,
he?
Blah, blah.
Nice.
<They'll> blah, blah.
Can he grow like a decent beard?
Yeah.
Can you, Michael? Grow a decent beard? Okay.
I can, but I can't be bothered because
it's
too fucking annoying. It'll be scratchy at first when your hair is like.
It's got to grow out.
Yeah, you just grow
past
out
the scratch.
But like, I just hate having like like a massive puffy face. It's just sometimes I'm just like, same with your, like you understand that about your hair. You just like fucking shave off because you're just like, get off me.
I'm much more bothered about my hair than my beard.
Yeah. I think it is weird that there are like aspects of your body, like your physical body that you could be like, that like for me personally, like having a big beard is like annoying.
Yeah.
So like part of my physical body, I'm like, I think of it as clothes. I'm like, get off, take that off.
Yeah. It's the same way I feel about a suit or like,
yeah,
like proper wear. I'm just like, get this shit off. Proper
wear. Yeah. I'll wear a suit. It was comfy. It was expensive and comfy.
Yeah, but they're not. You just feel so uncomfy because you're like, if I move, this is going to crinkle and look like shit, you know?
Nah, I would wear like a hangover suit. It would be like, you know, the next day.
Like too big for you?
Not too big, but just like a bit worn in. Like the sleeves rolled up, the shirt, the tie good. A little bit loosened.
I like a like
couple
a
of days of stubble. Not that I would be hungover or drunk, but just to make me look cool.
What if you're on a boat?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Would you get drunk on a boat?
You, Michael.
Drunk on a... Yep. I get drunk on a plane. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't, and I don't listen to country music.
No, you just love... what's his name?
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton, man. He's the best. Yeah, you like him too, Els. Yeah,
you love that
you
guy.
You name the dogs?
Yeah, that's the one.
You name the babies,
and I'll name the dogs.
Yeah.
I'll name the dogs. No, not a fan. Can't see how I enjoy it.
Yeah. Pretty solid country singer, I'd say. You know, like in the worst kind of way where you're just like, this is too much.
Too much. It's very visual music, you know?
Mm.
Like every word he says, you just can picture what he's saying, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, it's true. It's like, we don't need to be talking about this, but it's kind of like, he is good at singing the words, but you're still just like, I fucking hate this.
Yeah. It's the production. Because it's like so crisp.
Yeah, yeah. Not like this pod, which sounds like somebody...
No, it's...
Sounds like a bed falling down some stairs.
another Friends reference there.
Oh, yeah.
As a couch, actually. Go on, call yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Friends, though, so, you know.
You don't like Friends at all?
Not really. It doesn't really make me laugh.
Nah. If you take away the canned laughter, it becomes quite like... quite sad, but I guess you could apply that to any show, like How I Met Your Mother. Does that have canned laughter? Probably does.
But that show's not funny though.
No, there's, I think in some ways it's better than Friends.
I haven't ever watched
I think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no,
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah,
isn't that just like super generic? Like,
there's some great episodes, like sprinkled throughout, not great episodes.
I used to just see it on TV and like I'd put it on and be like, oh, sitcom, see what's happening. Like Alison Hannigan's in it, fucking Jason Segel's in it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, these are guys. I'll watch what they're up to. And
what's the other girl? What's the woman? Kobe Schmolders. She's pretty big now.
Yeah, no, because of that show. But at the
time.
No, she's in Marvel films.
Yeah, she's in the Marvel films.
Really?
Yeah. She's like very
Agent Hill.
In the background, you're right.
You don't really see her doing.
The other guy, Josh Radnor,
when it was on TV.
Nothing.
When it was on TV and I was like, oh, I see someone what this sitcom's about. They're just like talking to each other
in a bar.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
I mean, what do the Friends do? Talk to each other in a cafe.
Yeah, but it's like poppy, you know, like
I know
classic.
What you mean.
It is very like of its time. It is very of its time, but it's like classic, like it's pure sitcom. Like there's a joke like every 10 seconds, like bang, bang, bang.
You know how I know? Canned laughter. It's just there.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really work in anything else.
I mean, it's not canned laughter. It's a live audience.
That's true. Do they see the live audience? Are they doing it live on stage or do they show the show?
It's on stage. So because it's a set, they have like an actual audience sitting watching them shoot the movie, which it, even though it is live, you know that that's going to be like really tiring because they're going to have to do like take after take. And every time it's like fucking laugh when you laugh, you know, like.
So it is canned.
Kind of, yeah. But it's still live. Like sometimes you can hear.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like that with that. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
Someone who's just like,
yeah, like that. Totally.
Like, Kevin James.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
The fuck's he doing here?
Yeah.
What's the show that he was in that was like the canned laughter sitcom?
King of Queens.
Yeah.
That's an awful.
I've never seen that.
Awful show. Yeah,
no. Really.
To anyone listening, don't do it. It is horrendous.
I'm intrigued.
No, it's just shit. It's like take all the bad episodes of Friends, and that's their good episodes. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
I do know what you mean. Seven plus seasons or something. Right?
You should do that next, guys.
Yeah. What?
Every King of Queens episode.
Oh. Fuck, imagine that.
That's far too niche.
We'll have to, won't we?
No.
Yeah. Well, how many seasons are there?
Oh, of King of Queens. I mean, we're not doing this, but like, you might as well look it up.
Well, we'll do it. No, I mean,
speaking of
the
King
audience
of Queens,
have heard it now and they want it. The tweets are coming rolling in.
If you guys want to hear our thoughts on maybe any of the other guys from the Adam Sandler verse, Happy Madison verse, we've set up a wee Patreon. We're doing the Rob Schneider films. We've got you can head there and you can listen to the Hot Chick episode. That's public. It's completely free. You don't have to give us any money. And if you'd like to listen to maybe a little bit more, we've got we've done the Animal. There's going to be a couple more out in the meantime in the next wee while. We're just asking for $2 a month. It's not much, you know. If you want to help us out, it's like a coffee a month for you.
Yo.
Cheers.
Nice one, look. Good plug.
King of Queens. Parties.
Guys.
King of Queens, guess how many seasons?
I'm going to say 15.
Okay, well, you highballed me.
Okay, no. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Like, oh, I'm going to say something high. So it means. No, right, okay. Right, no. I take that. I resent that. eight. I'm going for eight.
That's fair. Nine.
That's too many.
That's too many. Yeah, 207 episodes.
Fuck me.
Whenever I heard the name King of Queens, I was like, a sitcom I'd never heard of. It's probably like two or three seasons.
Yeah, it got canceled.
I borscht after four.
I think it's still going.
Kevin James just
fucking raking in the laughter and the
look at it,
pod listeners. Look at me eating this chocolate. Yeah, I don't like Kevin James that much. Luckily, he wasn't in Billy Madison.
I wonder when he does come in. I think it is the Chuck and Larry. That's his first one, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
Which is like 06 or 07 or 09 or something.
Yeah, 07, I think.
Sounds about right.
Mm.
Not a good film. And skip that episode if you want.
I think it was okay. That
just early.
You guys know more than me.
Not as good, you know.
I fully support you both in whatever you do.
It's our most played episode.
I know, yeah, because everyone was like, yeah, I'll check it out, see what happens. And it's like,
this is fucking shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Next episode's like...
Yeah, the numbers just collapsed.
Yeah.
But collapsed to our core, you know, hardcore fans. People that are like, I see the true potential of this, and I'll go stick out to the end so I can become a shareholder.
All four of you. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Jim.
Callan,
Kathleen. Yeah. So, what did you guys enjoy about this film? Who was your favorite character? Actor. Appearance. Mine was Buscemi.
Yeah, Buscemi
great,
is a standout.
Tight little bit.
I really like the guy Buscemi. Who hosts the decathlon thing.
Yep.
The most meta guy.
Yeah, he's
so,
fun.
So, for context... The Billy Madison basically is sabotaged, and then he goes up to Carl. That's the guy. Yeah.
What's his name?
Carl.
Say it again.
Carl.
Yeah.
How do you say it, Michael?
No, that's fine.
Carl.
No, go on. Have a go.
Carl. Carl.
Carl.
Carl. Carl.
Thank
he goes
you.
Up to Carl.
Carl. Carl.
Carl. He says, right, fuck it. Carl! You know what? Why don't we have a decathlon of all the things you would learn in high school, and whoever wins the decathlon gets the business. And everyone's like, yeah, that's a great idea. And they do like a, what would you call that when they're on stage together?
Debate. Right?
Yeah. It's a debate, but it has like a weird kind of like lit
subjects.
Up. It's almost like a game show.
Yeah, it's like a game show, yeah.
Like based on
it
based
is
on
a, there is a game show like that where they... There's like a bunch of squares lit up and they have different topics.
Yeah, and you pick the... Yeah, I don't know which
and
one
it just
is.
Like,
there's
you
too
know,
many.
This random... It like goes... And then it lands on one.
People in the UK love a game show. Like, there are so many.
Yeah,
all different hosts.
Yeah.
Warwick Davis fucking hosts one.
Is that not pointless?
Maybe.
I think it's pointless.
Danny Dyer, he hosts one.
Danny fucking Does he Dyer. Really?
Yeah. I've never seen it, but I was at my sister's and they were like in the other room watching stuff. I was like, what the fuck are you watching? And they're like, we're watching The Wall with Danny Dyer. He's like, whoa, we got fucking get a fucking four coming up.
All right, muckers.
Yeah.
Let's fucking do it.
Serious. Yeah.
Rachel Riley, the math lady in
Countdown
is your gal. She is the most beautiful lady in the world. Okay, second only to Drew Barrymore. So they're on stage.
I wouldn't hear a word against Carol.
Carol. Yeah.
Carol Vorderman.
Oh, Carol.
She used to be.
Is
the numbers lady, didn't she?
Carl.
Carol.
Like, all right, let's get fucking back on track. What are you saying?
Who are you talking about? The character in Billy Madison? Carl.
No. Carol Walderman.
Carol Voldemort.
That's a woman.
Well, I don't know what you're saying. What?
Carol Voldemort.
So who's the character in the film?
Carol.
Okay, I'm so confused.
To all of the listeners, there is a quite clear, distinct difference.
Carol and Carol.
No,
I don't
Carol
hear it.
And Carol.
Carl and Carl.
Carl.
It's the same. I'm sorry.
I'm struggling, guys.
Carol and Carl.
Look, oh my goodness.
It's one syllable Pedantics. Versus two syllables.
I'm going to cut this out.
Yeah.
No, don't.
I think you should.
There's much more worse stuff in other episodes we've not cut out.
I'm going to go through all the episodes. I'm going to cut out all of it.
All the bits.
I'll be
you guys
listening.
Make fun of my accent all the time. I'm allowed
no,
10 seconds.
Keep
so funny.
Fucking mouth shut.
You fuckers.
There was like
10 minutes when we finished the film. You guys were sitting there just talking in Aussie accents. I was sat there and said nothing. And you guys are just like,
oh,
fuck. Fuck, is he going? I'm just like, yeah. You guys
this
done?
This movie was fucking awesome. I loved it.
It was fucking great, mate.
Oh,
well, I even...
Fucking ripper.
It's like even... weirder because some of the funniest bits for me on the podcast are when you do Australian accents of
and
like
you
your school people or whatever.
Yeah, Felix yeah. talking about, oh fuck, miss, two suicide bombers.
Two suicide bombers, miss.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, or
not a funny subject, but
Vanilla
you know.
Ice.
Vanilla Ice.
Ice, baby, cunt. You love
I'm fucking Mark Twain. How do you say Mark in an Australian accent?
Mark.
Fuck I'm fucking Mark.
Where's the odd in that, Poe?
I have an Uncle Mark.
Okay, all
right. Right.
Look, this is getting off the rails.
It's because we're very
you
tired people.
You stop talking
people.
About your accent, Lockie.
Sweet.
Sorry.
I would say we're all rather
I'm
tired.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm fucking sorry, Poe.
Yeah.
Go on, Ellie. What were you
what
saying
was your favorite bit?
About the symposium?
Yeah, it was just to give people context as to why, like... the decathlon guy was now involved. So yeah, they have this decathlon. There's a game show aspect, I guess, where everyone's asked questions about a subject and their contestant gets to choose a subject.
Yeah.
And
there's just this random guy shows up. I wonder if he's like a guy, you know,
like someone in America, like a public figure.
Yeah,
almost,
or like a game
show
host or like a comedian or something. Sometimes that happens quite often in these movies where you're like, guy's got weird screen time. Like,
yeah, I mean, it definitely happens more in the later ones where it gets like sports stars on. And you're like, who the fuck's that
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, totally.
Like Shaquille O'Neal.
I mean, they're true. Friends.
Classic guy.
They're actually powers. Guy. Like, he just gets his powers into movies, so might as well bring in Shaq, you know?
Mm. Yeah,
Shaq's funny.
Yeah.
And all the films that Shaq is in, Shaq's funny.
I don't know. There's sometimes like sports people come on and they like their voice sounds weird because they're not like a practiced
like
actor. Yeah.
Yeah. What about in Blended when the like South African cricket guy was like, "What the hell's this guy's problem?"
Yeah.
Looking
at
the kid.
I don't know what this guy's problem is.
Yeah.
And you're like, speak up. Speak it.
For sure.
I think the host of the symposium/game show was the most meta. Because Billy Madison gets on stage and has to talk about literature, which is connected to like the political revolution or something like that, or the industrial revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes through a massive spiel, and like the whole time, he's just like, Billy Madison, shut the fuck up. This doesn't make sense. And I was thinking that in my head, and like that's what I've been thinking about the whole movie. It's like, none of this makes sense. And the only character, and I mean the only character to turn around and say, shut the fuck up, you don't make sense, was this.
That's true.
I award you no points.
Yeah.
May God have mercy on yourself. I mean, that's a good joke.
Yeah. At no time in your rambling, incoherent response was there anything even remotely resembling a coherent thought.
Everyone in the audience is now dumber because of what you put them through.
So heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a simple wrong would have been okay.
Yeah.
And he says it in that daft fucking voice he puts on.
Oh, yeah. He's got that daft voice going hard in this
movie. The whole movie. Like,
it's not his worst voice at all.
Yeah, true. Because it looks a lot... This movie has a kind of fresh feeling where you're like... It looks just like they plucked him from stand-up and we're just like, we need you to just do your stand-up for a whole movie.
This is his first movie. He did one movie before this that he did back in 89 called Going Overboard. We haven't watched that yet.
No, yeah.
Which was like on a cruise ship. They had a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think the budget is like $100,000 or something. It was like, fuck all. It was enough to rent equipment and shit.
Yeah.
Billy Zane is in it.
Nice.
Which is a weird reference to...
You know, other ship Billy Zane is in?
Titanic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also Dead Calm with...
You picked Dead Calm over Titanic?
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
But he plays a much worse guy in Dead Calm. Sam Neill.
No,
and,
in Titanic, he's an asshole. He shoots
but he's like
guy.
I was going to say he's a murderer.
Is this Dead Calm. Rose's fiance?
Yeah.
And he goes on and keeps saying the word
handsome,
fiance.
Handsome chap.
He's got
big dark eyebrows.
So handsome that you don't trust him. You're like, what's he up to?
Yeah, he's too good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get that, Michael. I understand.
But yeah, so I think this was—I think like, oh no, he was in Airheads before this, right?
94.
Yeah, this is 95.
Yeah,
but he wasn't the main guy.
Yeah,
this is his first leading role.
Yeah, totally. It does have a feeling of just like, what can we put Adam in? Just get him to just do stuff.
He was doing the movie SNL at the time, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Probably just seen him on SNL and was like, oh yeah, you should just do the same thing that you do on that.
Yeah, totally.
SNL was a funny one because like I've watched episodes of SNL and it's not really funny.
I know, I've never seen a funny SNL sketch.
There is the great fucking Christopher Walken one with the cowbell one.
Mm.
There's a good few. Is it Kristen Wiig?
She is a writer and she's still on it, I think.
Yeah, she's good and I find her really, really funny. Yeah.
There's like people who've come off as like from SNL that I think that I will like be like, oh, that's, I'll watch that movie, you know, or like that I'm looking out for that name or whatever. But actual SNL, I've never watched really.
I've seen like the odd episode. Like, I saw one that, like, because usually the way the show is structured is you have the cast, like the cast that are in it, and they write for the sketches and then they act in the sketches, and then you have a guest and the guest will appear in the sketches with the actors.
Yeah.
So like, actually I watched a funny one recently with Dave Grohl, not the episode, just a sketch, where it's like they're at a wedding and they're all in, it's like Ashton Kutcher was in it. Fred Armisen, you know that guy?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, what's his show? Portlandia?
Portlandia. It's really good, yeah.
Yeah, so he's gone on to do better things after SNL, right? Same as Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
But, you just want to hear about a sketch. It's fine. But, yeah.
You're not going to say
the
sketch.
Okay, fine. So
you give me so much work to edit out all of this.
Fuck you, man. They're all like dressed up as older guys and they're at a wedding. And he's like, oh, my, it was Will Forte as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, my daughter, she's getting married. If it's okay, I'm going to get the band back together. We haven't played together for 20 years, but, you know, hopefully we sound right. And then it's like, you think it's just going to be like, you know, like at the start of Walk Hard, where they play like that Take My Hand song at the thing. And everyone's like, it's the devil's music.
I think it's going to be
like that. And they just bust out like a massive punk song and they just like destroy the whole room. It's hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. But yeah,
Ellie's fading a bit.
I'm not. I am.
I'm not.
You can represent the fade, the part of the audience who listens in just for the fade in energy. They're like, oh, I love that bit when it gets to that. Yeah, true.
This is me and Michael's second podcast of the evening anyway. So
I mean, the first one was not as good as this one.
You think so? I was like, I think it'll be fine. We can record the second one. Ellie will be here to raise the energies.
Mm. So what, far, Lockie, you definitely I live have. My life in a haze of fucking exhaustion.
No, I'm saying yeah, you definitely same. Have lifted it.
Oh,
if it
really?
Was just me and Michael, we
I'm
would
so
just
surprised.
Be like so
I'm
dead.
Tired.
Yeah, totally.
Be like, yeah, so yeah. This was the film.
Yes, Queen. Totally. Yeah. We added something.
Definitely. Definitely, as they say in Glasgow.
Definitely.
But yeah, there's a scene with Buscemi where Billy's like, yeah, I was bullied in high school. I was a bullier when I was in high school to begin with. I'm going to like call up someone that I bullied. And he like calls him up and he's like, oh, is this such and such from you graduated high school yeah. in 80 or whatever? And he was like, ah, yep, that's me. He's like, oh, look, Billy Madison, I was like really rough to you in high school and I said a lot of things that I didn't mean because I was upset or whatever. And
yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
Yeah, just like to apologize and say I'm really sorry and maybe you'd like to hang out and get coffee
yeah,
one
yeah.
time.
No, totally. Like, yeah, because yeah. Steve is like, yeah, yeah, he's just so casual on the phone. Yeah. Like, hey, who's this? All right, yeah, cool. And then he's just like apologizing. He's like, all right, yeah.
He's like, yeah, no worries, man.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Then hangs up the phone and Buscemi has a list written on his wall.
Yeah.
People to kill. And it's just like 10, 12 names.
Yeah, totally.
And he just crosses out Billy Madison, proceeds to put on this big like, bright red lipstick
yeah,
and he
yeah.
just like sits back listening to this music.
Totally.
Great
he's looking
scene.
He's looking really thoughtful as well. Just like...
And really young and youthful.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Good looking man.
Yeah.
It's weird, eh? Like, I know a couple of people that have like... They are like attracted to Steve Buscemi and he is by no means, I'd say, an attractive man. Great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Very talented guy, I'd say. I mean, he's in some great shit. Never been nominated for any award. You know that? Not fair, right?
Yeah, I guess.
No, like you think about people that have won awards.
True. Like Leo DiCaprio.
He's
I mean,
a good
he's probably pretty deserving.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like, I don't know. I can't think of any.
He's a sweetheart.
See, my favorite Steve Buscemi movie is that one where he convinces all the kids to piss themselves.
Yeah,
just like that was the one that turned it for me where I was like, he's so attractive.
Yeah.
Glad you agree, Michael.
I think that's
Glad
what you said tonight, Ellie.
What, that all the kids pissing themselves?
No, that this is the first time I've ever heard you say that Buscemi is a hunk.
Yeah, there's something weirdly handsome about him.
He is, I'm sorry. Yeah, there is. There's something like, I think you can see so many like generic quote-unquote good faces like Chris Pine. I feel
he's
a good-looking guy, but I feel like you could pick out maybe 10 other actors who are big in Hollywood
yeah,
right now.
The three Hemsworths
yeah.
at least.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
look similar. Whereas like, you get someone like Buscemi and he's attractive
yeah,
in a different
yeah.
way. And then
in his own way.
That's
yeah.
why.
I think totally. The one that is like the most generic looking white guy is like Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Like what's the guy who played... Who's the guy in American Beauty who was then in like We Are Your Friends? He's like dark hair. I don't know.
Like the creepy neighbor in America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't remember his name, but
yeah.
I mean,
it's just like white guy with dark hair.
Yeah.
There is like
yeah, big,
endless
big blue
amounts
eyes
of them,
kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Like white, they don't stand out at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so
then, I know.
That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
As from a female perspective.
Totally. And then you got the
bush. Someone a bit different.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, whoa, those angles.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just got
up
weird
with his eyes.
Fucking teeth.
I'm kind of horny, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of horny now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how a female's mind works. Yeah.
Absolutely. You get one of them lady
horny
boners?
Enough. Huh?
You get one of those lady boners?
I believe they're called the wide on.
Yeah, the wild. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's my contribution.
Yeah, thank you. You can go. Go on. Just kidding. I think my microphone cut out a little bit there, but that's fine.
You want me to cut out white on?
No. No,
yeah,
just cut out all the crap about Carl. And
I'm going to cut out everything that I cut out. I'm just going to replace with you saying white on. It's just going to be us talking. Yeah, and then like, white on.
I'm sorry I brought that energy to the table.
Norm MacDonald's in this one.
Yeah.
Who?
And you just
he
were
was
like,
one of the,
get
one
the
of
fuck
Billy's
out here.
Pals.
Yeah, he's like a famous fella, and he's in other stuff. And like, I don't really remember like seeing him in anything that I was like, oh, he's funny. But he just seems to have hung around a lot.
The guys from The Worst Idea of All Time really like him.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, he's famous.
I think he does a podcast and he does stand. Yeah, he has a podcast now.
Yeah.
But he does stand up. I thought he was someone else.
Yeah, totally. I remember us talking about it on the pod and being like, who?
Yeah.
And then you see him and you're like, that guy?
He had a good line in The Animal.
Yes.
He was part of the mob, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need to go back into that right
If you
now.
Want to listen to that one, head to the Patreon. Yeah, totally, Patreon.com/footprintsinthesand. Well, thanks, guys. He was like, yeah, like that. I mean, Chris Farley also, he was one of my favorites. I think he's hilarious.
Totally.
I think he might be in, that might be it for his Adam Sandler stuff. I think that's maybe short. It. Because he wasn't in Happy Gilmore, was he?
Nah. Just Airheads, this. Is he in like Going Overboard?
I don't think so.
We'll find out, won't
we? We'll find out when we get there, I'm sure. Maybe The Wheel. We'll hold the ticket to Going Overboard. Will I spin it?
Let's have a wee
spin.
I have a sneaky suspicion it's going to land on a certain Christmas animated film, but, you know, I might be wrong.
He's rigged it.
I don't want it to do.
You have rigged it.
I don't want to watch Christmas cartoons starring Adam Sandler. I don't, or...
Eight Crazy Nights. Yay. Whoa, that'll be coming out next week. Looking forward to that one.
Fun.
What is that one about?
Hanukkah.
Mm.
Oh, very festive.
Yep. Yeah. It's a festive movie.
There you go. Just in time.
But you better watch out because Adam doesn't like Hanukkah. He's not afraid to tell you about it or sing about
God,
it.
Oh, God. Here we go.
There's some songs.
Yeah.
Song in this one.
Anyway, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
Next week.
Yeah. But yeah, I like the... decathlon like host guy when he first shows up he's like
if anyone really deadpan. Cheats
yeah and he's just like I will be hosting the decathlon if anybody cheats like my tramp wife
I will
snap wife. Or something like that and then the board behind him with all the topics has various things like my wife the tramp and I married common street trash which is the best bit.
Yeah great
also smelling no
yeah
flaming dog poo and the human response
and he's Billy's like please
yeah totally
there's also like you know yeah events in the decathlon that this is a sprint one that's when the kids see his balls
classic balls scene
there's also like the one where I don't even know what they're trying to do. It's like a science project.
Yeah.
And he pulls...
No,
like,
yeah, it makes no sense.
He pulls like crystal.
No sense at all.
He pulls, well, it's like something that is formed within his...
Yeah, there's meant to be a chemical reaction there.
Yeah. We know it might need to hit up your...
My bro.
Your bro, Dr. McCabe.
Yeah. For everyone listening, my brother just got his PhD today.
Fuck yeah.
In chemistry. In go chemistry. Timmy.
Yeah, go Tim. Is You'll never listen. But no, he's not. He doesn't like fun things.
No.
That's why he got a PhD in polymer chemistry. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, if we didn't do the podcast, we'd probably both have PhDs as well.
100%. Yeah. Definitely. This is the one thing.
But I made a choice, and I'm sticking with it, you know?
Yeah. He wants to be a fucking dog.
I think I made the right decision. I don't know about you, Michael, but...
Definitely. I mean, I've watched Grey's Anatomy. There's some scary shit in that. I don't want to be a doctor.
Yeah, I mean, not just generally a doctor of medicine. You could be a doctor of anything.
Nah, but what if all the doctors of medicine die, and then they're like, we need emergency doctors... You got a PhD, get in here, do this brain surgery, and you're just covered in blood.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right?
That's how it works, yep. No, you have you're
probably
nailed,
doing it right if you're covered in blood, right?
Yeah, totally. You're like, I'm covered in blood, but I didn't get any on my shoes, so I guess I'm fired.
That's a success.
Yeah.
The metric of success of blooding your shoes, kid.
Yeah. My shoes are completely filled with blood. That means I get to be promoted to head doctor.
Head of the world, head of science,
biggest
world science.
Biggest doctor ever.
You, widen that incision. There's not enough blood on the floor.
You got to get a little bit in my shoes.
Oh, God.
Do you think there was any demonic presence in this film?
I think that the bit when Adam gets that question, like the changing face of literature in the Industrial Revolution or whatever it was, and then he gives that like long diatribe response.
Mm-hmm.
That one, the host guy is like Ellie was saying, the one like meta guy from like the real world. And he's like able to see that something is sort of going on in that world. He's
trouble
like,
trouble is a brewing.
Yeah. He's like, you're all fucking puppets here, and you don't realize it, but he's like too depressed about his wife to really be
his
able
wife,
to like
the tramp
fathom, you know, like the right like response to it. But yeah, Adam gives this massive long response that's like he uses like this kid's book about the little dog or whatever as a metaphor.
Puppy that lost his way.
Also, it just doesn't relate at all. But everyone is clapping and laughing, and then he's just like, "This is ridiculous."
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Also, there's like an invisible penguin.
Yeah, I like the bit where his teacher's reading them the storybook in the first grade.
Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah.
The bit I don't understand is he gave up looking for his puppy after 1 hour.
Yeah.
He's like, he didn't put up posters or nothing. You got to get up off your ass and find that fucking dog.
Yeah, totally.
She's like, okay.
I think it's time for dodgeball.
Yeah. And then she's dancing to like some sitar music.
Yeah.
Like some Indian stuff.
Random.
Great. And then she's just putting glue on her face.
There's a bit where she's just putting glue on her own face.
PVA glue, like over her eyelids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to love PVA glue when I was a kid. Like in school, you like put it on your hand.
You cover your hand and peel it off.
Smear it in your face.
Yeah, no, I didn't. But you know, just peel it off.
Yeah,
it was like a second skin.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's supposed to be that joke. Is that you're like, oh, because you would peel off your skin, she's doing it to your face. But there's no peeling of it in this movie.
No, there's nothing leading up to
it. She rocks up at the end.
Yeah, like, with her face. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
You should have shown that in her eyes. Like all
sealed. That'd be funny.
She's got a big like mask over her face, like a medical thing.
Yeah, she's peeling it off. This didn't make sense. Yeah, for me, this film did not make any sense, start to finish.
Didn't make sense.
I mean, it's very basic.
Yeah, but
it makes sense. There's scenes that don't make sense.
I mean, yeah. It's like it does and it doesn't. It makes sense because you don't expect anything from it.
No, it's a simple stoner cooker plot, you know?
Yeah.
Cooker. Yeah. But like, it was fine. Where do you want to rank this?
I don't really know.
I think it's not bad. Yeah. I mean, it's not a great movie.
It's not great. I thought it was going to be like up with
top five or whatever.
Happy Gilmore, but I think it's more like a kind of.
I'll pull up the
list. Down there, like around Mr. Deedsy sort of area.
Mr. Deeds is still quite high, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Would you put it above Murder Mystery?
Yeah.
Above The Waterboy?
Yeah. Above The Waterboy.
Waterboy is a bit more on the
it's just like a bit
learning disabled side.
Yeah, and it's like more of a actual it's not really more of a plot, but you know what I mean, like it's kind of it's a bit slower. Like I do appreciate that this movie is just like he goes back to school and then he wins the thing and that's the end.
Yeah.
It's kind of basic.
Same thing as Waterboy, right? Back to school, play foosball. And then they win the thing and he goes to college.
Yeah, you're actually right. What the fuck?
It's like the exact
same story.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Is this the only tied movie on the list?
I mean...
Imagine that.
Let's just put it above The Waterboy, right?
Yeah, fuck it.
It's original. And we got Chris Farley and Buscemi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're number eight.
Buscemi. Yeah, fuck it. I don't know what number it is.
Oh, man. This is a non-energetic episode.
So, Ellie, is this the first podcast you've ever guested on?
Yeah.
And now that you've started this avenue of your career, what's your next podcast that you're going to be on?
I'm going to be on Stuff You Should Know.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
They're just going to ask me about Adam Sandler, All You Should Know, and I'm like, let me tell you.
They got you instead of one of us.
Of course they did. My online non-air presence is much better.
I'm happy for you. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Sorry, I should have probably told you off air before I kind of dropped that bomb.
That's live. Fine. Fuck it.
No. Oh yeah, it was fun. Thanks so much for having me. I'm sorry I was a bit sleepy.
No, you weren't. It was a crucial perspective to have. Imagine if me and Lockie had just watched it and been like, remember when we were younger?
Yeah, I remember being in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite year of school?
1976. Really hot summer.
Yeah.
No, summer of like, love. Wait, yeah. I don't know when the summer of love was.
I think 69 that was.
I'll go fuck myself.
Do you want me to read the list out?
Yeah, go for it.
Cool. Do you want me to go bottom up or top up?
I think you should...
I'm going to go...
I don't care.
I'm going to go down the way.
All right.
At number one, we have The Wedding Singer. Number two, Punch Drunk Love. Number three, Happy Gilmore. Number four, Funny People. Number five, The Biggest of the Daddies. Number six, The Week Of. Don't know why that's still doing there.
That director was in Happy Gilmore. He was the science teacher who's like...
You mean Billy Madison?
Billy Madison, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a science teacher who was like saying that stuff about chlorophyll and shit.
Yeah.
He was like, and boy, the glory myoglobins, they do not like the chlorophyll, whatever he's saying. Like,
reminded me a bit of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Because like, I think in the first episode, right, he's talking about
and chemistry. Adam is Jesse.
Yeah. I would love to see that, man.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine he's talking that. About chemistry in the first episode of
Breaking and he's Bad. Like, it's really the science of change.
Yeah, and the kids are just like,
Yeah, and there's the kid that's like grabs his chair and like scrapes it up. And he's like, is there something wrong with your seat or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
He's being disruptive. Same way that Adam's being disruptive in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's being disruptive. And then he pretends that the girl next to him asked him to make out with her, even though he's 27 and she's like 17.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe she's younger than that.
Although
I think
Do you ever think about that, Adam?
The ages of the children throughout all the films vary lots.
All, like all the grades, you mean, in this movie? Or
yeah, and even when he's in high school, there's some kids that I'm like, that guy's like 30-something. Yeah. And that girl's like 14.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a thing that you find in like Hollywood films about high school.
Yeah, true. The O'Doyle's guys. I remember saying that like in the high school O'Doyle... He was like a 46-year-old man.
Yeah.
That was really disconcerting.
Yeah. Like, yeah, totally.
Is he a teacher?
Yeah.
People were just like, nah, he's just yeah. he's just old looking.
That's just like, what's an old man's name?
Gruber. Trevor.
What did you say?
Trevor.
Trevor, yeah. Gruber. Trevor Gruber.
Trevor O'Doyle. It's got a ring to it. Yeah. Really, yeah. I mean, he's not going to win any awards for best name ever.
Yeah. Sorry, carry on with the list. What else we got? The Week
what did
Of.
I get up to? The Week Of.
Classic.
The Week Of. Mr. Deeds. Number eight, Billy Madison. Number nine, The Waterboy. Number 10, 50 First Dates. I feel like that could probably go higher than The Waterboy. Number 11, Murder Mystery. Number 12, Airheads. Number 13, Men, Women, and Children. Number 14, The Longest Yard. Number 15, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. Number 16, Jack and Jill. Number 17, You Don't Mess with the Zohan. Number 18, Spanglish. Number 19, Blended. Number 20, Reign Over Me. Number 21, Click. Number 22, Hotel Transylvania. Number 23, Grown Ups. Number 24, Sandy Wexler. Number 25, That's My Boy. Number 26, Little Nicky. Number 27, The Do-Over. Number 28, The Cobbler. Number 29, Ridiculous 6. Number 30, Pixels.
So many movies.
Can you believe we've done this 30 times? I think I already asked you before.
Yes.
Yeah? And then we've done like our side episodes as well.
I know.
When does it end?
I don't know. So many.
Do you think there is a season two in us to do
yeah,
them all
do
again?
All the other.
Yeah, but that's for
guys.
The side prints and the footler.
Yeah, that's
Patreon
a bit
content.
Of a slower pace, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like one every 2 weeks.
Well, what would be the next season of Footprints in the Sand?
Start again. Just fill up the wheel.
Yeah, and, that's why I said it yeah. at first. We got to just keep them all in the wheel and just keep spinning it.
I think we get through
oh,
them all.
Fuck, it landed on fucking Billy Madison again. You have to watch it all.
Over 2 weeks. I mean, like...
It would be amazing. Just... Imagine being 60 and just being like, yeah, I spent my life just every week, twice a week recording.
I've got 9 PhDs, but yeah. I just chose to do 9. This podcast. We're still in the getting like 4 listens each episode.
And we're fucking millionaires.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say 4 listens? You mean 4 million listens?
4 millison. Yeah. Yeah. Will I play a song?
Yeah.
What time are we on?
Do a jingle.
Oh, what?
It's fucking too early. Ooh. Ellie should have done a song. No,
yeah.
It's okay.
Why? What do you mean it's too early?
Normally we do 1 hour 30.
I mean, there's no rule that says. When you're tired as fuck and it's almost midnight.
It's not always midnight.
It's almost 3 a.m. It's going to be 3 a.m. in 5 minutes. Is that how time works?
Yes, how time works.
Thanks.
Yeah.
For those listening, Ellie has a... What do you have? A degree in...
Aeromechanical engineering.
Aeromechanical engineering. Don't know how time works. Everybody knows that there's only 1 minute per hour, but you divide it by five in order to get the other hours.
Yep. No, you got it, man. Smashing.
Thanks.
Well, Billy, it's time to go back to school. Show your dad that you're not a fool. You do every grade in 2 weeks, and then you kind of get halfway through high school, and then you find out that you didn't do it because someone was bribed. Billy Madison, silly Madison, you've been getting drunk all day, staying out in the sun. Billy Madison, he's silly Madison. Go back to school to show your dad you're not a fool. Go back to school.
Excellent. Also, you raised an excellent point that in this movie they... This back to school movie, eventually he's just like, no, fuck it, I'm not going to school anymore. Let's just sudden death, me and you.
Him but and then he does in Billy Madison 2. Goes to college.
There's not. I would know if there was.
You definitely would.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
It's played by someone else. Played by Billy Zane. And it's all set on a boat.
Yeah.
And Billy got really handsome.
He quits college near the end to murder people.
Yeah, to become a boat.
He's like, all right, you and me. You and me. Murdered decathlon. The winner becomes a boat.
Yeah.
Did you say becomes?
What was that boat that the people got to vote on the boat? Name did we get?
The name. Yeah, it was like...
Boaty McBoatface.
Yeah.
Great.
Super low imagination.
I love it.
No, it's kind of just like how our generation is. You know, it's a bit of like a meme. Like, you heard of a meme before?
A meme.
I think it's pronounced... Yeah, meme.
Wow. I thought it was a meme.
A meme.
A meme.
A meme.
Meme. Meme.
The second M is silent. Me.
Oh.
Me.
The C is silent in rock.
Yeah.
R-O-K. Yeah. Great line.
Funny. Great line.
We just end it.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks, Ellie.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
Honestly, thanks.
For having me, team. Bye.